When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant for those that like the same sex, have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision, and you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. And God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago. Bye-bye, I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
I can't sex.
Some surprise they would want to come and meet mine. It never tastes like the last time. Your lips come as some surprise. I was always a special child. And circuit boards from my insides. And all I dreamed of was flying high. So your lips came as some surprise. Your lips come as some surprise. But they would want to come and meet mine. It never tastes like the last time. Your lips come as some surprise. Show me yours and I've shown you mine. Even after all this time, your lips come as some surprise.
Your lips come as some surprise. But they want to come meet mine. You know,
good evening, Mr. Chairman. My name is Zach Walls. I'm a sixth-generation Iowan and an engineering student at the University of Iowa, and I was raised by two women. My biological mom, Terry, told her grandparents that she was pregnant, that the artificial insemination had worked, and they wouldn't even acknowledge it. It actually wasn't until I was born and they succumbed to my infantile cuteness that they broke down and told her that they were thrilled to have another grandson. Unfortunately, neither of them lived to see her marry her partner, Jackie, of 15 years, when they wed in 2009. My younger sister and only sibling was born in 1994. We actually have the same anonymous donor, so we're full siblings, which is really cool for me. And I guess the point is that our family really isn't so different from any other Iowa family. You know, when I'm home, we go to church together, we eat dinner, we go on vacations. But, you know, we have our hard times too, we get in fights. Actually, my mom, Terry, was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2000. It is a devastating disease that put her in a wheelchair, so we've had our struggles. But, you know, we're Iowans. We don't expect anyone to solve our problems for us. We'll fight our own battles. We just hope for equal and fair treatment from our government. Being a student at the University of Iowa, the topic of same-sex marriage comes up quite frequently in classroom discussions. You know, and the question always comes down to, well, can gays even raise kids? And the question, you know, the conversation gets quiet for a moment, because most people don't really have an answer. And then I raise my hand and say, actually, I was raised by a gay couple, and I'm doing pretty well. I scored in the 99th percentile on the ACT. I'm actually an Eagle Scout. I own and operate my own small business. If I was your son, Mr. Chairman, I believe I'd make you very proud. I'm not really so different from any of your children. My family really isn't so different from yours. After all, your family doesn't derive its sense of worth from being told by the state, you're married, congratulations. No. The sense of family comes from the commitment we make to each other, to work through the hard times so we can enjoy the good ones. It comes from the love that binds us. That's what makes a family. So what you're voting here isn't to change us. It's not to change our families. It's to change how the law views us, how the law treats us. You are voting for the first time in the history of our state to codify discrimination into our Constitution, a Constitution that, but for the proposed amendment, is the least amended Constitution in the United States of America. You are telling Iowans that some among you are second-class citizens who do not have the right to marry the person you love. So will this vote affect my family? Would it affect yours? Over the next 2 hours, I'm sure we're going to hear plenty of testimony about how damaging having gay parents is on kids. But in my 19 years, not once have I ever been confronted by an individual who realized independently that I was raised by a gay couple. And you know why? Because the sexual orientation of my parents has had zero effect on the content of my character. Thank you very much.
walking over cliffs, wearing buckets of stale cologne. So hard to see streets on a country road when your glass is in the garbage and your continental's just been towed.
Favorite book, Broadway musicals of the 1940s. No roommate to bother me. How could it get any better than this?
Well, hi, Rod!
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Rod, you'll never guess what happened to me on the subway this morning. This guy was smiling at me and talking to me.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. He was being real friendly, and I think he was coming on to me. I think he might have thought I was gay.
So why are you telling me this? Why should I care? I don't care. What'd you have for lunch today?
Well, you don't have to get all defensive, Rod.
I'm not getting defensive! Oh, why do I care about some gay guy you met, okay? I am trying to read.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it, Rod. I just think it's something we should be able to talk about.
Well, I do not want to talk about it, Nikki. This conversation is over.
Yeah, but Rod...
Over!
Well, okay. But just so you know, if you were gay, that'd be okay. I mean, cause hey, I like you anyway. Because you see, if it were me, I would feel free to say that I was gay, but I'm not gay.
Nikki, please, I am trying to read. What?
If you were queer,
Nikki,
I'd still be here.
Nikki, I am trying to read this book.
Year after year.
Nikki.
Because you're dear to me, and I know that you would accept me too.
I would?
If I told you today.
Hey, guess what? I'm gay!
But I'm not gay. I'm happy just being with you.
I'm in shoes, pal Joey.
So what should it matter to me what you do in bed with guys?
Nikki, that is wrong!
No, it's not! If you were gay. And here I'd stay.
La, 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 la.
But I wouldn't get in your way.
Ah!
You can count on me to always be beside you every day to tell you it's okay. You were just born that way. And as they say, it's in your DNA. You're gay.
I am not gay.
If you were gay.
It's a brand new bright Obama day. What a time to be
black, a girl,
or gay.
No, nothing could go wrong. So join us in this song of happy days for the gays. Nothing can go wrong.
Look
nobody's watching, it's time to spread some hate and put it in the Constitution.
Now, how?
Proposition 8.
Proposition 8.
Great!
People, listen to our plea. They'll teach kids about
sodomy.
Sodomy.
That wasn't right, that's a lie.
But it works, so we don't care.
Now you wish we'd all shut up,
but make our clothes and fix our hair.
And our love's not a sin.
Well, the Bible says it so.
Well, the Bible says a lot of things, you know.
Jesus Christ!
Hey, how's it going?
Jesus, doesn't the Bible say these people are an abomination?
Abomination?
Yeah, but you know, it says the exact same thing about this shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp cocktail.
Leviticus says shellfish is an abomination.
Abomination!
What else does the Bible say, Jesus?
The Bible says a lot of interesting things. Like you can stone your wife or sell your daughter into slavery.
Well, we ignore those verses.
Well, then, friend, it seems to me you pick and choose.
You pick and choose.
Well, please choose love instead of hate. Besides, your nation was built on separation of church and state. See you later, sinners.
Bye, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
You know, here's another thought to wrap things up. Oh, every time a gay or lesbian finds love at the parade, there's money to be made.
He's right!
It's time to groom, say, paint that wedding hall, and lavender's the shade. There's money to be made.
That's a point!
Think of all the carriages and four white horses. There's millions lost from all your disapproving.
Well, that's not good.
Think of all the lawyers for the gay divorces. Think of the tattoo removing.
We get it now. We've been such fools.
I can see America's calling me. Yes, gay marriages will save the
Ha 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 ha!
Broken bottles in the hotel lobby. Seems to me like I'm just scared of never feeling it again. But I know it's crazy to believe in silly things, but it's not that easy. I remember I had myself to blame for it, and I accept it now. It's time to let it go, go out and start again, but it's not that easy. But I've got high hopes. It takes me back to when we started.
Oh,
this world keeps spinning around.
Held high, now I'm standing down at my shoes. turn. You were messing around with them. But I give up everything to have you back by my side. It was in the cold, cold night when I reached for you. Oh, that's my foolish prayer. Hurt down with the blues. Oh, yes, I am.
Uncomfortable since the day that I was born, since the day I glimpsed the black abyss in your eyes. There's no way you could make all of this shit up on your own. It could only come from the mastermind of lies. Consider taking my own life, 'cause I believe the lies about me were the truth. It will be magic to watch your transformation when you realize that you've been had. It's enough to make a guy like me feel sad, 'cause you tell me that Jesus, he hates Fruit Loops, son. I told you that when you were young, pretty much anything you want him to, like sitcoms, pedophiles, and kangaroos. Morons who cut in line, three bean salad and parking fines. And when we win this war on society, I hope your blind eyes will be opened and you'll see the arrogance it takes to walk around in the world the way you do. It turns my brain to jelly every time. The rage and fear. fear I'm feeling have begun to make me sick. And I think that I might be about to commit a crime. And you tell me that Jesus, he hates homos, son. We told you that when you were young. Pretty much anything you want him to, like Cocoa Puffs, red cars and Jews, postal clerks who waste your time, weight loss shakes and the local news. And when we win the war on society, I hope your blind eyes will be opened and you'll see. Son, we told you that when you were young. Pretty much anyone you want him to, like niggers, spicks, redskins, and kikes. Men who cannot tame their wives, weaklings, cowards, and bull dykes. And when we win the war on society, I hope your blind eyes will be opened and you'll see.
Into Ladies and gentlemen, you all know the most fantastic lady of the now sound, the inimitable Miss Mama Cass. Just do your thing.
Nobody can tell you there's only one song we're singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you've gotta make your own kind of music, sing your own special song, make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. You're gonna be nowhere, the loneliest kind of lonely. It may be rough going just to do your thing, the hardest.